training camp and spring training this spring?
From a position player standpoint, you know, left field is going to be an area that will answer a main question. Who lands the everyday job coming out of spring training, or who's going to get the majority of the at-bats? Right now, you know, we look at Travis Snyder and Eric Thames to be two primary candidates for the spot. And certainly there's seemingly every year there's going to be some there'll be some competition on the pitching staff side of things, but no more clear or pointed than what we're going to have in left field.
Just one follow-up question on Travis Snyder. Is this a make-or-break year for him in your mind?
No, I wouldn't say a make-or-break year. I think what's clearly taking place is that Travis is learning about himself as he goes through his career. He's had three stints up here where he's come up and gotten off to a quick start. And the ability to maintain it is the one thing that's been somewhat elusive for him. So, you know, it's not a make or break. Travis is very, very clear and understands completely the ability to maintain it will keep him in the big leagues, because his talents, there's no doubt he's an everyday major leaguer, provided that he can maintain that offensive production. Well, the defensive side of it is going to be something that we'll look at extensively as we do evaluating any player. And you know, the best overall fit, the best overall player, not just from a one-dimensional standpoint, we'll look at every aspect of the given players that are going to be in competition for that spot.
So when you talked about the leadoff spot down there, how much thought have you put into the two spot?
Well, what I've typically done, or we've looked to do, is alternate. You know, you go right, left, right. You know, Kelly Johnson is a guy, because of his patience and his ability to draw a walk, fits in that slot. That's not to say at some point against certain left-handers we couldn't go with three right-handers to lead a game off and take a different look. You know, as much consistency and continuity you'd like to have in a lineup, it's likely we're going to end up with over 100 different lineups throughout the course of a given year. So, you know, Eric, I thought, did a very good job in that two-hole. Travis Snyder's another guy that would profile in a two-hole as well. But it's going to come down to getting the most on-base percentage and really getting guys on base ahead of Jose and whoever might be in that 4-5 hole with Lind and Encarnacion and Brett behind there. So that's not to say in time that Brett couldn't find himself migrating north. But I think as we begin the start of this year, I want to make sure that he continues to build on the time that he spent here last year, the 2 months that he was here.
John, you graded yourself a C when you were asked. Just talk a little bit about that and what went into that evaluation you gave yourself.
I always like to think that there's room to grow. You know, there were experiences last year that were some in the first go-around. Learned from my own mistakes as the year went along. But, you know, I feel like that our roster continues to improve. And through that known commodity of what guys will be in their second year here, it just lends a lot to some of the in-game decision-making that goes into that. He's added some talent and some depth, there's no doubt about it. And that's not to take away from any one name that might not be included in this conversation, but I think we go into spring training with much more defined roles and what guys' recent performances have been, and that's not to take away from the guys we had a year ago, but there was a little bit more variability from a year ago. And as I mentioned in this setting tonight, not staying with certain guys through thick and thin might have led to some of that inconsistency. But I feel like on paper right now, we've got much more clearly defined roles before spring training even opens up. You know, those specific conversations have already begun to happen. There is the ability to acquire that specific need as we get through the start and the midpoint of this season. By no means do we feel like February 22nd, when pitchers and catchers take the field for the first time, that our roster is going to be final. There is flexibility. There's room within our budget to add to that as we go deeper into the regular season. So we feel confident with the group we're going to go into spring training with. It's our job to put us in a position to add to that, to make up that 10-game difference that I think we need to make up from a year ago.
What do you think of this forum, this event. I mean, you're a guy who hasn't been shy about talking to the fans before. You've done it on the radio a couple of times, but just now you have a chance to do it face-to-face.
I think any time you can connect with the people that are going to be here watching us night in and night out, it's only positive. You know, sometimes the answers that might be given to questions might not be accepted, fully understood, or we can tell to the extent that we're not giving away some personal you know, communication that happened between players that might not have signed here or otherwise. But I think any time that people can come out and ask specifically and write to without a filter or without a medium in between and get a heartfelt response, I think all of us feel like this is a good setting.